Many Guineans, including the opposition, says they are disappointed because junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya failed to dispel rumors about his candidacy in the forthcoming presidential elections. In his speech, Doumbouya acknowledged current economic hardships but says efforts are being made to resolve them.
Les nombreuses perturbations liées aux difficultés économiques.
He says numerous world economic crises, among which is climate change, have severely affected the socio-economic progress of Guinea, hitting hard on vital sectors and impacting export revenues and investment capacity. He says despite the tricky situation, important achievements have been made with the help of the rural community, private sectors and public services. Doumbouya did not mention the transition, with just a month left to return the country to civilian rule as he promised on the 31st of December. The opposition has described the speech as insignificant. Omar Touré is a member of the opposition. He says Doumbouya should have just kept quiet because he said absolutely nothing about the election.
Mamadi Doumbouya did not say what the public expected from him. We were waiting for him to lay to rest rumors concerning his possible candidacy in the next elections. We know his intention, but we are strongly waiting for him in December. All he said was mere nonsense.
Political analyst Abdulkarim Sani says junta leader Doumbouya will gain the respect of the Guinean people if he abides by his promise to step down.
People are taking the gentleman by his words. If he is to do that, it means he has eaten his words. In this case, if he steers away from that and looking at the general interest of Guinean people, I think he may have more respect and more credibility than throwing his hat into the race.
Guinea, a former French colony, gained independence on the 2nd of October 1958. The 66th anniversary celebration was marred by violence in some opposition strongholds on the outskirts of Conakry. This comes after the junta leader failed to say in a speech whether he will remain in office. Several youths sustained bullet wounds in clashes with security forces. The tension has later died down after the hungry youth were told by their leaders that the Independence Day celebration has nothing to do with junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.